AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. New security precautions in Times Square this New Year's Eve. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports from New York.
A law enforcement bulletin obtained by CBS News warns of a heightened threat of violence through the holidays, including at large gatherings like New Year's Eve celebrations. The security perimeter around Times Square will be expanded this year. With barricades up, thousands of NYPD officers will be on hand.
Residents say the Israeli military pushed deeper into central and southern Gaza overnight. Correspondent Ian Lee is near Gaza.
Israel continues to battle militants in Gaza and destroy Hamas tunnels. The fighting in the south has sparked deadly clashes in the north. Lebanese militants Hezbollah fire into Israel on a nearly daily basis.
So we were called on
Captain Eitan of the Northern Parachute Brigade has held the line since Hamas's murderous October attack.
Already within 24 hours, we were here with all our troops, with all our gear, with all our equipment, ready to defend and take it to the next stage if needed.
More than 120 people were rescued from an ice floe in a Minnesota river after it broke off. A few people fell into the water, including this woman's husband.
Tony fell in.
Yeah, I did.
So then my dad jumped in after him to try to save him. And everybody there, they all just worked together to try to get Tony and my dad out of the water.
Thin ice is a problem all over the state this December because of warmer temperatures. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has vetoed a bill that would have banned transgender athletes from competing in girls and women's sports. Correspondent Major Garrett.
The bill would also have banned gender-affirming care for minors. DeWine, a Republican, said the measure would have affected a small number of children, but for them, quote, the consequences of this bill could not be more profound.
Food insecurity is a growing problem for families.
The USDA says 13 million children in the nation live in food insecure households. And Elliot Gaskins at the nonprofit Share Our Strength and its No Kid Hungry campaign says not everyone understands the urgency of the problem.
Where you don't see hunger, you may think that it does not exist, but this issue is real.
He says getting nourishment to children is important for much more than sustenance.
If we can feed them, that takes away one of the most extraordinary burdens that a child can face in America today.
Gaskin says the fact that 1 in 5 kids in the nation are hungry is an avoidable tragedy that can be solved to help them later in life.
This work and feeding a kid is about making a generational impact.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Reishi Tea, an independently owned Milwaukee company inspired by tradition. Warm up at Family Natural Foods.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend. Same time, same stations. Same station, I should say. And we're here for you. We're here to help you understand more about how to accomplish a healthy lifestyle, which will then give you a healthy life and a better quality of life. You may never have stopped to think about it, but no one can change our health or improve our health but us. The doctor can improve our health. They may stop some damage with drugs, which again have more side effects and damage. Drug companies don't care to help you get healthy because their whole business is with sick people. So if they want to improve their bottom line and improve the shareholders' equity, they need sick people, lots of sick people. So they're not going to be too much in a hurry to get you healthy. Then you walk away from them. Or as you get more healthy, you walk away from your doctor. And your doctor knows nothing about health. Drug therapy, surgery, whatever. But we are responsible for our health because 98% of our health is based on our lifestyle choices. We choose every day. Everything we do is a choice. What we have for breakfast is a choice. What we wear for the day is our choice. The route we take to our job is a choice. Do we stop for gas? That's a choice. Do we stop and get a coffee? That's our choice. Do we stop and get a muffin for breakfast? Unhealthy, of course, but that's a choice. Everything we do every day influences our health, good or bad. You can make bad choices, and over time, you're going to have bad health. You can make wonderful, beautiful, healthy choices, and in time, you'll improve your health. And wherever you are in life, and however old you are, you can get better. You can get a lot healthier over time, of course, not tomorrow, not in a week. But if you did everything right, the right diet, the right amount of exercise or activity, yeah, again, those are all choices. Do you eat junk food, fast food, ultra-processed foods, chemically altered foods, genetically modified foods? You're going to be unhealthy. And if you try to follow the most natural diet possible with the least amount of carbohydrates and no sugar, plenty of good quality protein, and very quality high fats, especially olive oil, you're going to be healthier. In a month, maybe not, maybe two, maybe three, but you will get healthier every day. And I've seen people turn their lives around completely, even with cancer, even with stage four cancer, in 3 to 4 months. You have to make a organized effort to be healthy, because most of the foods that are sold in the marketplace, grocery stores, supermarkets, wherever, they're unhealthy foods. All the prepackaged, ultra processed are all unhealthy. They strip away all the nutrients, or they make what they call food out of nothing. White flour, white sugar, vegetable oil, flavors, chemical flavors, chemical preservatives. If they just make it taste good, you'll eat it, or we'll eat it. Not me, I hope not you either. But American people will eat whatever tastes good, regardless of the quality of the food or the nutritious, whether it's nutritious or not. They don't look at that. But you know, really, the most powerful drug that we have is the food we eat. I shouldn't say drug. Let's say the most powerful medicine is the food we eat. Because food is our medicine. So I'm here every weekend. Maybe I'm badgering you. Maybe I'm bugging you. But I hope I'm coming across that I give you some ideas that you can be much, much, much more healthy than you are today. Don't lose hope. Just change your life. Change your choices. Change your lifestyle. Give up drinking excessively. Give up smoking. Lose weight. Start eating a better, healthy diet. Get a good amount of exercise 3-4 times a week. Now, that takes discipline. That takes some sacrificing. Because maybe you don't want to get up early and exercise. Maybe you don't want to give up the goodies that you're eating that taste good and are not good for you. But they bring you pleasure. And I understand it. I get it. When you're under stress at the office, downing a candy bar or a sugar-laden muffin just makes you feel good temporarily. It takes away a little bit of the stress. It's like when you fall down and you're a child and grandma picks you up and gives you a piece of pie. Oh, you feel much better. Sitting on grandma's lap, eating a slice of pie, what couldn't be better? And all of a sudden your tears are gone. And your stress is gone as a child. Now we have the same kinds of stress. Although it isn't from falling down. Maybe it is from falling down. Not literally. But you fall down on the job. You fall down on your marriage. You fall down with your financial obligations. And you have stress. So having that big piece of apple pie or a couple of shots of brandy just takes the edge off that stress. But it's killing you. There's ways to get rid of stress that you don't have to undermine your health. And today we have a whole list of great topics to talk about. Topics that may bring you a tremendous amount of information that'll help you get better and well over time, of course. Nothing is done overnight. You might feel temporarily better overnight. You might feel better. But at time, don't give up. If it takes you more than a few weeks, a few months, it'll come. Wait. Be patient. So we're going to talk about winter wellness. How to be well through the winter months. And then there is an onslaught of fake products on internet sites and Amazon. Some of the best quality products in the world are being sold in the same kind of packaging, same names, but they're counterfeits. Be very, very careful what you buy. There are products that are coming in from China that have been copied from the American products. And no one knows at this point what's in those capsules or soft gels. And they're sold for a whole lot less. If you see a capsule that is slightly different than what you've used in the past, call the manufacturer. Call the health food store, wherever you bought it. There may be something harmful in those soft gels or capsules. And then we'll take a closer look at blood clots and how they affect strokes. And then the importance of sleep. Not just sleep, but a very deep, restful sleep. Then what effect does high blood sugar have on your lifespan? And when we're talking about lifespan, that also means health span. And I know for sure, I almost positively know for sure, most people are not getting enough vitamin D. D like in dog. And then what can you do about mild cognitive impairment? Loss of memory, short-term memory loss. Can't quite think. can't find that right word you want to say. It's on the tip of your tongue, but it just won't roll off. And you can't solve those puzzles like you did years before. We can actually have a better quality of memory, thinking process, solving processes, cognitive function. That all can come back because we make new brain cells, which was once thought impossible. We do and can make new brain cells. And why are younger women getting more lung cancer than men? And even those that don't smoke are now getting cancer of the lungs. Why? What's behind it? Well, now, through the winter months, which is actually the peak flu season, and it's coming. It's here. I've run into more people struggling with the flu, and it's not even the deep December and February, which is the time of winter when more cases of flu or influenza are occurring between those months, December and February. Why is the flu a winter illness? Well, one discovery by scientists and researchers is that the flu virus, yes, cold and flu are caused by a virus. So you wonder why when you go to your doctor and you have the flu or a cold, they give you an antibiotic. Cold and flu is not caused by bacteria. It's caused by a virus. Antibiotics do not work on cold and flu. But cold and flu viruses spread more easily and survive longer in dry air versus a moist, humid air. And we have very dry air in the winter months. The warmer air holds more positive moisture than colder air. Why is humidity? And why does humidity drop in the winter? So start by feeding your immune system the nutrients that it really needs to maintain a healthy immune system to fight against a virus or possibly a bacteria. Cold and flu is caused by bacteria only a little bit more than 2%. So 98% of all cold and flu is caused by a virus. So the immune system requires a number of nutrients. Like you can't run your car without gas. And your whole body, not just the immune system, but your entire body functions based on a requirement of a certain number and requirement of nutrients to keep your body running, like gas and oil keeps your car running. And if you eat a junk food, all the nutrients are not there that we need. All the sugar, carbohydrates, do not give us the nutrients that we need to be healthy. Look at the grocery stores of all the packaged foods, boxed foods, ultra-processed foods, ultra-refined foods, genetically modified foods, chemically spiked foods, chemically altered foods. It takes about 8 times the amount of food that we would eat today to give us the nutrients, the density of nutrients, compared to 8 times less in our great-grandparents' days. So the active infection from cold and flu increases the demand for these nutrients even further than a healthy body. You can't give just the healthy body the nutrients that it needs to defend against cold and flu. And because we have a deficiency of the multiple nutrients and vitamins and minerals, and all those nutrients that are required by the immune system can increase the risk of infectious diseases. We're running out of gas. We're running out of vitamins and minerals. We don't have enough nutrients to have a well-running, well-functioning body. So people are getting sick all the time. They always have a cold or flu. They have a very weak immune system. And I'll show you how and what you need to take to build your immune system, to strengthen your immune system. You know, the immune system in our body is like the army of a country. It's there to protect the country. And the immune system is in our body. In fact, actually 70 to 80% of the immune system is in the gut or the intestinal tract. And it's there to protect our body from harm. When there is an invasion of a country, the army goes into action. But the army has to go into action with weapons to fight the onslaught of the invading foreign army. We have to stop it in its tracks, or we will be swept away. The immune system has to have ammunition. It has to have tools to maintain a healthy immune system. Now, here are some examples. Low vitamin C, like Charlie, C, increases the risk of severe respiratory infections, including pneumonia. Low vitamin C actually increases the risk of severe respiratory infection. And deficiency in vitamin D, like dog, increases the risk of viral infection. In fact, a recent study found that low vitamin D levels were associated with increased risk of developing COVID-19. And then the long COVID effects. That means after the infection has been cleared and you are testing negative for COVID-19, you have side effects that have been caused by the infection. And these side effects are called long COVID because they hang on a long time after COVID has been corrected, like losing your hair, extreme fatigue, always being sick. But there are ways to accomplish a better quality of immune system to correct these conditions. Two of the most important minerals that humans can consume to maintain a healthy body overall and for the immune system: zinc is one of the most important minerals that we can consume to be healthy overall and a healthy immune system. The low levels of zinc, and this is a very, very large population of people that have low zinc levels. Over 3 billion people worldwide, including America, have low zinc levels or no zinc levels. And therefore, it impairs the natural killer cell function and much more of the immune system. We need zinc and selenium. Selenium is not quite as known as zinc, but it's very, very powerful. That's S-E-L-E-N, like Nancy. I-U-M, like Mary. Selenium. In the early days of the COVID outbreak, selenium levels were over 30% higher in people who survived COVID infection versus people that who did not survive. And when people were put on a ventilator and they had a very low level of zinc, they did not survive. If they had a very high level of zinc, they survived. Low zinc levels and low selenium levels have to be corrected if you want a strong immune system. So what I would do is I would choose a high quality immune system multivitamin supplement to ensure intake of these and other critical nutrients for the immune system. But also, if we have a strong zinc level and a strong selenium level, there are other nutrients that can make a difference, like some botanical medicines. Alternative medicines can protect you against influenza, as well as COVID and the common cold. We have so many sick people with COVID, with common cold, just because they are not getting the nutrients that they need. And yes, we can use other natural alternatives, like elderberry. Elderberry neutralizes the virus particles and actually causes the immune system to activate, and therefore can help control the spread of the viral infection, especially effective against the flu. Elderberry. It has compounds in it called polyphenols that are very powerful as antioxidants. That is a weapon for our immune system, as the army needs weapons to destroy a foreign invasion. We are being invaded by viral infection, by viruses, by bacteria. It surrounds us, but we can't walk around in a bubble to protect ourselves. But we can ingest the nutrients that are required to protect us against cold and flu. So elderberry neutralizes the viral particles or virus particles and causes the immune system to activate, which can then control the spread of viral infection, and especially against the flu. In fact, many people are now aware of elderberry. And of course, if the drug company wants to make a drug, they just go into production. They make 100 million tablets in a month. But nature produces elderberry. And in the last few years, the crop of elderberry has been very iffy, not a very good production. And more people, because of COVID and because of immune function, they want elderberry. But there's not enough elderberry to go around for all the people that are looking to take elderberry. And be very careful, because elderberry is one of the most adulterated berries of all berries. Grape and grape seeds are the most adulterated with other types of berries or peanuts or something that has a little bit of the same compound, but not as effective. So they're adding and substituting for the real elderberry. Now, another one is propolis. In a study of people hospitalized with COVID and COVID infection, recovery time was 50% faster for people treated with propolis versus those that were treated with fake pills or a placebo. Propolis is very, very powerful, and it's so great for kids. There's no side effects. In fact, there's no side effects with elderberry. And propolis works extremely effectively for ear infection and for all other kind of infection. And one of my favorites is andrographis, which is extremely effective against all types of viral infection. Not just the upper respiratory tract, but all viral infection, including HIV, herpes simplex, the common cold, COVID, influenza, viral hepatitis, all kinds of infection. These weapons are stronger and more effective than drugs and do not leave you with a side effect that might require more drugs. So I've got to pause right here, but don't go away. I'm coming right back. I've got a lot more to do before we leave for the entire hour. So come on back. I'll be right back after these messages right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with another half hour, another time up to the top of the hour with Terry Talks Nutrition. And don't forget, we're talking here for about an hour. We're sharing some information on how you can be healthier. But don't forget to go to my website, Terry Talks Nutrition. There you'll find out all kinds of information, newsletters, radio show. You can read and listen for ages to come. We archive, we store our newsletters, our radio show, and you can subscribe to my newsletter that goes out every Friday to your email address. Lots of information for you. We want to make you healthy. No one cares. The drug companies don't care. Why would they? They like sick people. It makes them richer. And doctors don't know how, unfortunately. They're not trained in med school about health and nutrition. They're trained about drug therapy. Do the drug companies subsidize the medical schools? They're trapped. They're all good people. Doctors are good people. I'm not saying anything against that they are not good people. They just don't have the right training. Why would anybody want to train them to help you be healthy? The drug companies don't care. They're a monopoly. So we're just talking about, really, can botanical medicines protect you against influenza? Absolutely, yes. Elderberry, propolis, andrographis. They're all three very powerful anti-inflammatory, antiviral. Both go right in hand with each other to make you healthy. I would say on a maintenance dosage of all of these or one of these, whichever one you choose, stand it all the time. Don't let your immune system run down. Don't wait until your car runs out of gas before you fill it. That's what some people do with their body. They let it run down so far till they compromise entire functions of their body, and then they take a little bit of propolis or a little bit of elderberry, not enough to be healthy. Stand it all the time to protect. It's like putting a fence around your body, like a shield of armor, and those bacteria and viruses will pop right off, bounce right off of that armor shield. Shield yourself. Protect yourself. You know, it'll save you money. You won't be buying drugs. You won't be staying home from work. Your kids will be able to go to school. Take care of your family. Get them on some good therapy, natural therapy, botanical therapy, for maintaining good health. Yes, there are a lot of fake products on the market. I am sorry to say. It's unbelievable. So buy with care when purchasing online. They don't examine the products. Like Amazon. They don't examine the products they sell. They sell whatever anybody wants to sell. They will sometimes pull a product off the Amazon selling platform if it has medical claims for a natural product. Like if a product is being sold for cancer, they'll pull it, which is good. It's great. But by and large, any product sold on Amazon has not gone through a Amazon laboratory to be tested. There's a lot of product coming in from China being sold on Amazon, and they are absolutely useless. We've tested products. Other companies have tested products, and they have found out that they are completely actually, the active ingredient is not even in the product. Or maybe they're in such a small amount it would do nothing. Or they use some other substitute product that has nothing to do with the real product. So the FDA has issued new warnings on tainted pain products. In fact, the FDA officials tested natural joint support and pain relief supplements on purchased online. And the FDA has found that several illegal contained prescription drugs, including NSAID drugs, such as diclofenac. Be careful. Buy only from a reputable company that you can trust, that has a record of good quality, high quality products that's been around for a long time. Don't buy on price alone. Buy on responsibility, integrity, quality. Buy the good products. And if you buy something that's tainted, you're only going to make yourself more unhealthy. Like a lot of the pain drugs, or I should say natural products that are sold for pain relief contain drugs like diclofenac. And diclofenac has been linked to heart damage, heart disease, nausea, diarrhea, fatigue, swollen glands, chest pain, and many more symptoms. Know who you are buying from. And know who you are buying your supplements from. Buy locally from your health food store or a known seller online. Even reputable brands like Now, N-O-W, or Pure Encapsulation have reported that consumers have been sold counterfeit versions of the real thing online. They're actually making the same labels, the same boxes, the same bottles as these good quality companies, but they're putting fake pills in these bottles and capsules and soft gels. Fake ingredients, maybe harmful ingredients. You don't know. So buy only from companies you can trust. And if the price is, wow, really low, you better check and double check who is selling it. It's a joke. We've looked at products that contain elderberry. And you know, elderberry is purple. And when you concentrate it, it almost gets to be black in color. So a tablet would be almost purple or black. If you squeeze out the contents of a soft gel, it would be purple or black. A very unscrupulous company was selling an elderberry extract online on Amazon with also vitamin C and vitamin D. The photo is white, not purple, not black. That is a huge clue. But many people today who are first-timers buying products to be healthy because they went through COVID, they heard that elderberry could block COVID, so now they want elderberry, and they just buy the name. I want an elderberry product. They have not enough knowledge to know that elderberry is purple or black, not white. So they're taking a white capsule. So what was the white capsule? What was the white powder? It was oat flour. It had nothing to do with elderberry. And there was no vitamin C or vitamin D in the product. And they were making a gold mine of money on a fake product. And they were taking advantage of you. Be careful what you buy. Go to your health food store. Talk to the retailers. They examine the products when they come in. They know what they're selling. They buy from reputable companies. Like curcumin or curcumin should be orange or yellow. If it doesn't look right, go back to the store and contact the manufacturer. Maybe the manufacturer doesn't even know there are fake products on the market that's copying their product. So be careful. Now let's take a closer look at blood clots and strokes. What is a stroke? When a blood clot blocks a blood flow in the brain, it causes a stroke. So it impedes, inhibits the blood flow to the brain. And a blood clot is a semi-solid clump of blood cells. They accumulate together. They stick together. They're not free-flowing. And blood clots are helpful when they form in response to an injury or control bleeding. But they are very harmful, even life-threatening, if they block the flow of blood through blood vessels that lead to the brain, strokes occur. And strokes are the fifth most common cause of death in the United States. Every 40 seconds, someone in the U.S. has a stroke. And new research predicts that if current trends continue, the number of stroke deaths will increase by 50% in the next 20 years. Folks, we're not getting healthier. You got to take care of yourself. There's nobody else that is concerned about you. Your doctor is not concerned about you, about your health. If you have a disease, if you have some serious injury or surgery, your doctor is the best place to go. But for getting you healthy, they have no idea. You can naturally open up your arteries with natural products. The doctors would not use natural products. Additionally, the incidence of stroke in people under the age of 55 is increasing. A study in England found in comparing data from 2002 to 2010 and 2010 to 2018, there was a 67% increase in strokes among people younger than 55 years of age. Now here's a new study. Risk factors are increased to form blood clots from oral contraceptives. Hormone, estrogen-based birth control pills are a known risk factor for blood clots. A new study of over 2 million women find that the risk of a blood clot is increased even further when women taking oral contraceptives are also using an NSAID drug, such as ibuprofen or naproxen. These are commonly sold over-the-counter drugs. You can take them by the fistful. You can buy a dozen bottles if you want. Nobody cares. But it tremendously increases the risk of blood clots and death. But they're on the market. Although the overall number of women who developed blood clots was still low. In this study that I just referred to, almost six times as many women experienced a blood clot when using oral contraceptives and an NSAID. That's NSAID, NSAID. That's referring to all the drugs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, like ibuprofen, naproxen. So these drugs cause women to have a higher risk when using these drugs and also at the same time oral contraceptives. I'll tell you what, for quick pain relief, you can't beat a combination of curcumin, boswellia, and black sesame seed oil instead of Advil. Pain relief with natural ingredients will provide a tremendous amount of pain relief quickly, fast, without side effects. You don't have to be worried about having side effects like more blood clots or with Tylenol causing liver damage. Tylenol is the number one cause of liver failure in the entire United States. Not street drugs, but Tylenol. Something you thought you could trust. Your doctor might even prescribe it for you. And now they have children and baby Tylenol. They have liquid Tylenol. You know, you can take it so many different ways. And since it's sold over the counter, you think it has to be some reasonably safe conditions associated with it. No, it's not. It's harmful, damaging, unhealthy. So can you really prevent blood clots? Can you prevent strokes? Can you get healthier? Absolutely, absolutely yes. 80% of strokes, and you know how damaging they can be? They can be prevented through lifestyle and nutrition changes. First of all, stop smoking. For every 5 cigarettes smoked per day, the risk of a stroke goes up by 12%. And start moving. Physical activity reduces the risk of stroke by 30%. Now you stop smoking and you get more exercise, the risk goes up higher. Reduce blood pressure. 54% of all strokes are associated with high blood pressure. So here's some natural solutions that I would recommend for blood clot prevention. The studies are there to prove it. Grape seed extract. And I referred to the French grape seed extract because 95% of all grape seed extract sold in America comes in from China. Grape seed OPCs. OPCs is a shortened, abbreviated name for the key compounds of grape seed. And they make blood cells less sticky and reduce the chance of a clot formation. So the grapeseed OPCs, oligomeric proanthocyanins. Make blood cells, the platelets, less sticky. And they do not do to it, I should say they do not reduce blood clots by thinning the blood. They do not thin the blood. They just make the platelets less sticky. So they don't clump together, so they don't stick together. The blood cells flow freely, individually, not in a clump. So when a doctor hears that grapeseed extract prevents clotting, oh, that's a blood thinner. Like so many doctors believe that curcumin is a blood thinner because it itself prevents clotting. By reducing platelet aggregation, less sticky blood cells. In a recent animal study, grapeseed extract reduced the size of the blood clots by over 80%. Grapeseed is one of those tools that does almost everything. But it's really primarily a very excellent natural product for cardiovascular health, for reducing the plaque in the arteries, by improving the blood flow, by improving circulation, by reducing varicose veins, by reducing the swelling of ankles and calves, by preventing eye disease, strengthening the capillaries, and also has a huge ability to reduce cancer formation and the stem cells of formation of cancer. Grapeseed extract is not the same as the drug like warfarin, Coumadin. Coumadin is a blood thinner and it blocks the ability of blood to clot. Too much warfarin, too much Coumadin, and you can bleed to death. But grapeseed extract does it by a different form of method, a safer, no side effect method to reduce clotting. Now, if you're taking warfarin or Coumadin, talk to your doctor. But you can also take with it the grapeseed extract. You might mention that to your doctor as well. So too much warfarin and you can bleed to death. Isn't that sweet? They don't know how to make you healthy. What a shame. But this will not happen if you're using grapeseed extract, which acts to normalize the process of blood clotting formation without suppressing it completely. So if you were in a car accident and taking warfarin, Coumadin, you could bleed to death before emergency caregivers were there, the responders. But this will not happen with grapeseed extract. And yet it will improve the blood flow, the circulation, improve your heart health, reduce your blood pressure. Now, I love to sleep. I'm usually in the office by 5 in the morning. But I go to bed quite early. I'm probably in bed by, well, my kids say, I tell them I stayed up until 9 o'clock. They say, oh my gosh, Dad, you stayed up pretty late tonight. Well, I'm in bed by 7:30. Me and my little girl, Bella, my Australian Shepherd, we're both heading to the bedroom by 7:30. And if I'm not going by 7:30, she comes out and looks at me and says, come on, let's go. I like a really deep sleep, lots of sleep. So very slow wave sleep is a sleep state that occurs in the first few hours of the night, lasting 70 to 90 minutes. During slow wave sleep, the body repairs muscles, bone, tissues, and strengthens the immune system. Researchers recruited 346 subjects who had participated in overnight sleep studies in the mid-1990s. That including measurements of the total time spent in slow wave sleep, and then looked at whether the subjects eventually developed dementia. Results: losing 1% of deep sleep a year. 1%. I want to make sure you understand 1%. Increases dementia risk by 27%. So how do you increase this slow wave sleep? Well, a warm bath effect. Over 17 studies have shown that a warm bath or shower 1 to 2 hours before bedtime reduces the time needed to fall asleep and increases time spent in deep sleep. Warming almost occurs at least 1 hour before sleeping, and lower the temperature of your room to about 60 to 67 degrees. I keep mine at 65. And reduce the carbohydrates before bedtime. Healthy men found that a low-carb diet increased the time spent in slow wave sleep by 17% versus a high-carb diet. And I can't go without my melatonin. Does it help? Absolutely. Now, I don't know how much you need. You can check it out. I like to take mine as a chewable form before bedtime. I take about 25 to 35 milligrams of melatonin before bedtime. I take some form in a chewable form that goes directly to work, because melatonin only has a half-life of 35 to 45 minutes, and then it's gone. And then I take a 10 milligram sustained release melatonin at the same time as I take my chewable tablets. And so far, studies have shown that melatonin definitely reduces the time needed to fall asleep. But so far, there is no strong evidence that it has an effect on the duration or slow wave sleep. But I swear by it. But maybe you might only need 2 milligrams or 5 milligrams or 10 milligrams. Check it out. Find out what's best for you. And I wrote a book on melatonin. You can find it on my website. You can find it in health food stores. You can find it on Amazon.com. And with that, my friends, I'm all out of time. I've got to run. But remember, I'm here every weekend, same time, same station. So catch me. I'll be happy to have you with me. And with that, my friends, say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. We need help. We need God back in our life. We can't do it without God. God bless you, dear friends, and God bless this great country.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist